Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Tashi, the 9th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows, in the Seif HaFlo. We will continue in the theme of the previous Perek regarding a contextual understanding of what is the definition of this vow, specifically regarding the wording of the vow and its understanding. As the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, that it depends on the language of the place which that establishes what exactly is the vow. As the Rambam says, Nedarim, regarding the vows, you go after the language of the people, in that location, with that language, meaning that's their that's their language, and that time, that he took a vow or he took the oath. As Rambam says, Kate said, how so? Another initial took an oath or a vow from a cooked, something that's cooked. So, if it's the people of that place, with that language, and that tongue, and with that and that timing, it depends where in history, shekari mevushal, that they call something that's cooked. Afil letzali v'leshalik, you mean something that's roasted or boiled? Yeah, you say cooked. You mean roasted or boiled? Here's the asabakos, and this asar is forbidden, all those entities. Now, v'mein darkam liquors mevushal, but let's say when they say something cooked, they mean el labasar shenis basar b'mayim mitzvon, means meat that's specifically cooked in water with spices, how people normally, when they say cook, then that's not including roasting, that's not including boiled, because they generally have a different terminology. So too, if smoked meat, or cooked with some other hot waters from the Tveria springs, or things similar to that, again, go after the wording of how people in that town usually speak. Because again, it's not the literal wording that's the neder. It's the understanding of what he means to say, which is expressed based on how common usage is. Halacha based, let's say neder nishba min amaliach. Let's say he takes a vow or an oath from salted things. So, imdarkam liquors maliach, if you call, quote, maliach, lochalam luchat, anything that's salted, it's forbidden all things that are salted entities. Now, v'mein darkam liquors maliach l'dug maliach bavad, but let's say, as is the more common, the salted thing means a salted piece of fish. That's what's called, give me azaltzen azach. It means a salted piece of fish, that shtick herring that's gezaltzen. So, in also b'dug maliach, then it's only forbidden in a salted piece of fish. Halacha gimel, nodoy nishba minak kavash. Let's say you took a vow or an oath from pickled. So, im darkam liquors kavash l'chalak v'shem, if pickled means, in that culture, means all pickled things. Harizas b'kol, things forbidden in everything that's pickled. But the main darkam liquors kavash aliyar kavash b'vad, but let's say, which is the more specific, the more finer, it means pickled vegetables, that's what is generally pickled, and that's what it means when you mean kavash, say, in asal b'kavash aliyar, can you only forbidden in pickled vegetables, and not all, not anything that just happens to be pickled. Again, machen kei, is anything that's similar to that, because that's what he really means to say. Let's say how you mix this b'nei makom currently kach umiktas meikarim. But let's say so you say go based on the people. Let's say some people do call it like this and some don't. So in hochanach harev, he don't go after the laws of majority. El reiz a sveik nedarim. Rather, it's a doubt in the laws of vows. V'chol sveik nedarim lahachmer. Any doubt regarding vows, we go stringently. Now v'mavav violates in the leg is not getting lashes because you don't get lashes on the suffik. Halacha hekits at hasso. So let's say nodav ben Hashem, he took a vow for prohibiting himself from oil. Now b'makom shemistapkin b'shem and zayis b'shem b'shem b'shem. It's in a culture where they use both olive oil and sesame oil. Now, v'reiv anshei makom in karen shem and stam el shem and zayis. Most of the people of that city, of that place, when they say oil, they mean olive oil. Now, and b'karen l'shem and shemshem and shem and shemshem, they call the sesame seed oil sesame oil. Mi'utim karen av l'shem and shemshem and shem and stam. But there is a minority of people that call the sesame oil just regular oil. Sorry, it's awesome b'shnei. Because of the doubt when he says oil, which one that means, if he's from that people, those people, so he's forbidden them both. But he's not going to get lashes if he consumed the sesame oil. Again, mechayv kids with anything that's similar to this category that we're describing. Now, halacha vav, another way of testing what he meant is depends on how you tell someone else what it is that you want. So, kol davar shederach shlich b'yis hamakom l'himalech lav, any place where if you said to someone what you want, and that agent, the person that you send, will consult and ask you on that point. So that's included in the species that you set unspecified to your agent. So makam shadarkam, if it's a place where the custom is, he says, do me a favor, you're going out anyways onto the street, get me some meat. So amalei, he'll come back and he'll say, oh, limitsasi ela dogam, I only found fish. Meaning, you're not going to come back and say, I only found tables, because that's not relevant at all. He's going to say, you want the meat? I found fish. So, if it's such a location, where the shliach would come back and say such a thing, oh, I didn't find meat, I found fish, and he took a vow forbidding himself from, quote, basar, meat, so nesa af b'psadag, he's forbidden also from the meat of fish, because you see that it's somewhat in the category, because he would say, oh, I don't know what to do, I couldn't find some ribs, I found fish. And Mechagiz was anything similar to this, where the agent will ask, oh, I don't know, I don't know if you wanted that, would that be okay? You see that's included in the category. Now, v'chomokim, that's subjective. But any place, objectively, hanoidim nabasa, if someone takes a vow preventing himself from meat, also b'sa'oifes, that includes the meat of fowl, meaning chicken is included in, quote, meat, for the halachas of nadarim, u'bakarvayim, and he's forbidden in the intestines of the, some kishke is forbidden, u'mutabachagavim, and he's permitted in grasshoppers, those are objectively. Regarding fish is subjective, depending on the place, for the shlich to ask, but chicken definitely included, and grasshoppers definitely not included. Now, the marin hadvarim, but if it's evident, the be'esha nadar, that when he took the vow, shleineskavim el b'sar behimel v'adir, his intent was only for the meat from animals, oil b'sar oif behimel v'adir, or only for, let's say, fowl and meat, then he's going to be permitted in that of the meat of fish. Even in a place that the agent would normally consult, but if you could tell, again, like we said, from the context, you could tell this guy, he wants meat. He means making a barbecue, and he's not making fish. So if he took from basa, he actually would then be permitted in the fish. Now, look at Zayin Ram continues regarding what happens if a person takes a vow from certain types of foods, what's included? So someone takes a vow, permitting himself from cooked food. So mutav abeya is permitted in an egg, shlein this bashla atcha kafsa, that wasn't so much cooked that it became hard-boiled. El niskal gul bavad, it's only soft-boiled, so that's not included in being cooked. So to hanoidim emaisa kedera, someone takes a vow for prohibiting himself from something that's made in a pot. So ein asa el medvar mshamarticha naisa mekedera, we're only talking about things which you normally boil up in the pot. Could go in rephrase, like groats or levivois, and which is like a dumpling, like a dough that's fried, made out of flour. Kedusman, things like that, where that's a ma'isa gedera, it's meant to be made in pot. Now, but let's say asa atzma mekola yirli gedera, let's say it doesn't say ma'isa gedera, which that sounds like that it's in that category. No, he says, whatever's put and made in a pot, oh, then hariz asa b'chol mazvash b'gedera, then he's going to be also not only a dumpling and groats, but also anything that happened to be cooked in the pot, because it's anything made in a pot. In contrast, when you say ma'isa gedera, it's not anything made in a pot, it's things that are normally boiled in a pot. Halacha ches. Hanoidim in that dogma, someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from fish. So, muta betzir is permitted in the brine, which that's the fats of the fish with the intestines all mixed together. Uba murishal dogum is also permitted in the fats of the fish, which does not have intestines, which is some type of the juices from the fish. He's permitted that. That's not the fish itself. Hanoidim al-chav, someone takes a vow permitting some from milk. Muta bakayim is permitted in the whey. Buhamayim hamadolam al-chav, that's, although it comes from the animal from the udders, but it's the water part that separates from the milk. That's not included in chalav. Again, when it's separated. So to the brine, when it's separated, it's not the fish itself. Another min ha-koyim, let's say he takes a vow permitting himself from the whey. Well, the mutabachov is permitted milk. The whey is not the milk. Another min ha-gvinev, if he prohibits himself from cheese, well, also based forbidden in cheese, bein malucha, bein mitvela, that includes whether it's salted or unsalted cheese. Halakha test. Hanoidim min ha-chidim, someone takes a vow permitting himself from wheat. So, also behen bein chayin bein b'shalom, it's forbidden in the wheat, whether it's raw or whether it's cooked. Now, let's say he says, chita chitim shani toim. Chita, as we're going to explain, is like the wheat. Chitim is like the grains. It says, Shani Toim, I take a vow that I'm not going to taste any of this wheat and grain. So, also, when he's forbidden to them, Bein Kemach, Bein Pas, whether it's flour, whether it's bread, it's at any stage of this that he's prohibiting himself. Let's say, however, this way it's going to be different, Chita or Chitim. Let's say this is Chita Shani Toim. This isn't a singular. Wheat, I'm prohibiting that I'm going to taste. Well, then, also, Ba'afoy, he's forbidden to eat it when it's baked, because the word chita is singular, so it sounds like it's definitely not intending just for one granule of grain. He must mean bread which is baked, which is one entity, but a mutalachas. But then he's allowed to chew the raw grain, because that's in the plural. Let's say he says the other way around, chitim shani toin. He says, I take a vow, I'm not going to taste grains, he's saying in the plural. Well, the mutabafa is permitted in baked bread, because, again, chitim sounds like plural, which are the granules themselves, but not baked bread, which is one entity. So he's permitted the bread, but again, he's not allowed to chew the granola, the separate pieces of the grain. Let's say it says, chita chitim shani toim. Again, like we said before, wheat, grain, if I'm going to taste. So also, bein ba'afi bein lochas, well, he's saying both terminologies here, so it's going to be forbidden, whether it's baked, or whether it's the granules themselves, because he's saying in the singular and the plural. Now, moreover, v'anoyde ben adogim netfu, if someone takes a vow of prohibiting himself from grain, in us el b'chamish shalamin, only prohibiting the five species of grain, which is wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Halacha yud hanoyde ben ayarek, someone takes a vow of prohibiting himself from vegetables. So mutter b'tluin is permitted in squash, which, because that's only eaten when it's cooked. In contrast, yarek is connotes something that's even eaten raw, so squash and gourd, that's not going to be included. Hanoyde b'kreishim, someone takes a vow of prohibiting himself from leek, mutter b'kafloites, which is a type of leek, it grows in Eretz Yisrael, but it's considered a separate species, although it's similar, therefore it's not included in that prohibition. Hanoyde b'nakruv, if someone takes a vow of prohibiting himself from cabbage, he's prohibited in the juices, this is unlike, let's say, the fish, for example. He's forbidden in the juices that come out when you cook the cabbage. And the reason is, the vegetable soup is like the vegetables itself. Now, but let's say he takes the vow of prohibiting himself in the vegetable soup, he's permitted in the cooked vegetable themselves. The soup does not include the vegetables, the vegetable includes the soup. If someone prohibits himself from the gravy, he's permitted in the spices. Menatvon, if he permits himself in the spice, but the brave is permitted in the gravy. Those are two separate entities. Hanoyim that grease, if someone takes a vow of permitting himself from the groats, which is the ground beans, also by mikvah shal grease, that would include, these are forbidden in the dish that's a thick consistency from the ground beans, that's still included the same grease, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Halach yudaf, Hanoyim that mid payers are, if someone takes a vow of permitting himself from produce that grows from the ground. So also b'chol peyos ha'aretz, it's been an old produce that grows from the ground. But a mutter b'chmein and pitrus is permitted in mushrooms and truffles. The reason for that is because they don't nourish from the ground. They're not really peyos ha'aretz. They grow from the ear. They're a fungi. They just happen to be on the ground itself. Now, if Amar, but let's say he says, kol giduli karkalai, all things that grow from the ground are forbidden on me, well, then also b'chmein and pitrus, then he's forbidden even the mushrooms and truffles, because av b'shein and yoink my karkal, although you're right, they don't nourish from the ground, not considered peyos ha'aretz, but gedel him karkal, they grow on the ground, and therefore it's included in his nether that he took of kol gedulik karkal. Halach yud beis, anoydim peyos ha'shana, but Timon takes a vow, prohibiting himself from the fruits, the produce of this year. So also b'chol peyos ha'shana, yes, forbidden all the produce of that year, but amut is permitted b'gdoyim with the new kid goats, with loim and the lambs, with b'chalav and the milk, with b'beitzim and the eggs, with b'gazels and the new birds, because although they're toilodas from that year, they're not called payers. Now, if the moment, let's say it says, kol gedulei shana alai, all growths of this year, well then, also become, there's forbidden all those, whether it be animals or plant or whatever it is, it's any new growths. Hanoidim appears like kayets, if someone takes a vow, permits himself in the produce of kayets, in us el bataim, is only forbidden in figs, which are cut by hand, in contrast, let's say grapes, which are cut with a knife, and the terminology kayetz is something that's cut by hand, and therefore that would include specifically the figs. Lachi Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding, as we had started off this perek, that the understanding is defined based on time and location. Lachi Gimel, Ovachal Dvar Me'elu, B'kayetz Behem, and all these things, and all things similar to this. Says the Rambam, Hizor Be'ikar Agol, you have to be careful with the primary principle. Shu, and that is, we're not literalist. You go based on the vernacular of people, which is Shabbos and Malkum, specifically in that place, Shabbos and Lashon with that language, Shabbos and Malkum at that time. Based on this principle, you should rule and you should say, this, the one who took the vow, is forbidden in this thing. Again, it goes based depending, it's case specific, and also it depends on what his intention is, which goes based on time, location, and language. Now, look at that. Ram continues regarding how do we define what's included in the prohibited entity and what's considered something different. Someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from grapes, which, and this is a little bit different than the previous halacha, because this is not really so much in subjective about, oh, what does that language mean? No, we know what it means. The question is, what does it include? What does it encompass? So, someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from grapes, mutbiyayin, is permitted in wine, vavilah chodesh, even new wine, although that's like grapes that were just squeezed, but it's something else. Let's say he takes a vow of permitting himself from olives. Mutter b'shem is permitted in oil. For a vow of permitting himself from dates, mutter b'dvash t'mam is permitted for the honey of the dates. Again, it's not dates, it's honey of dates. It's called something else. Let's say minhas esvanies. He takes a vow of permitting himself from the inferior grapes which remain on the grapevine already still on the fall, which they make vinegar out of that. Mutter b'chemetz esvanies. He's permitted in the vinegar from these fall grapes. Minayin, if he takes a vow of permitting himself from wine, is permitted in apple cider vinegar, where generally wine means wine from grapes. Min hashemen, permitting himself from oil, is permitted in the oil of sesame seeds. Mina Dvash makes a neder permitting himself from honey. Mutti Bidvash Mom is permitted in date honey, because generally honey means that from bees. Mina Chaimitz permits himself from vinegar. Mutti Bachaimitz is vani, is permitted in the vinegar of the late season grapes, because generally he's going on the high quality ones to make vinegar out of it. Mina Yark, if he permits himself from vegetables. Mutti Biyakis Sodi is permitted in vegetables that grow from the field. Because generally, vegetables means that which is cultivated and grown in a garden, not just wild in the field. As the Rambam explains, they should call Eila, because all these that we explain, Shem Levayim, there's a secondary name to them. He said the general thing, wine, not honey, he says grapes, not wine. All these things have a secondary name in that place, and therefore, again, it's going to be considered as a different entity. Anything that's similar to that. Halacha says vav. Hanoidim naksus. If someone takes a vow permitting himself from clothing, so mut basak, he's permitted to cover himself with a sackcloth that's woven from the hair of an animal. Ubi yiria, which is a thick garment that is not stitched. Ubi chamila, which is a thick curtain, which is to protect from the elements. Again, these are all not begodim, they're all not garments, so therefore they're not included in the nether from the ksus. Let's him in the bus. Let's take a vow permitting himself from a house. So Asabali is forbidden in the upper story in the loft. Shali b'chalabais, because the upper story is part of the house. But let's say Nodim and Aliyah takes a vow permitting himself from the upper story. Well, then Mutu b'bayis, the house itself is not secondary to the loft, and therefore he's permitted in the house. Minadargish, let's say he takes a vow permitting himself from a dargish, which is a small bed that which would be like stepping to the larger bed. So Mutu b'mita, that's only from that small bed, but he's permitted in a regular bed. But Minamita makes himself forbidden from a bed, Asa b'darkish, he's forbidden even in this darkish, Shukum emita g'dad. It's like a small bed, which is subsumed under the category of a mita. Halacha d'zayin. Hanoidish le'ikonis l'vayzev. Someone takes a vow that he's not going to go into this house. So what is considered in this house? Hareza asa mina agav alavnim, he's forbidden from the door frame and inward. Let's say Nodish le'ikonis l'vayzev. So let's say he takes a vow he's not coming into this city. So mutli konis l'tchum, he's allowed to go into the tchum, which is 2,000 amas from the city end. But va'asli konis l'ibur, he's not allowed to go into the ibur. The ibur is that when you have a distance of 70 amas and four tfachim all around the city, like a pregnant woman that sticks out, that's considered the ibur, the pregnancy of the city, which is considered as halachically like the city. And therefore, even though it's out of the city limits, that would still be considered part of the city which he cannot go into. Halachi yidzayin, hanoyda hanoa b'mneho ir. If someone takes a vow permitting himself from the residence, Memnei, this residence of the city, now Uva Adam Nishtar Shemeshnei Yasa Chaydish, and the person came to live in that city and he's been there already 12 months, or he's Asla Hanisman, and then he's not have pleasure from him because to be considered a resident is if you did 12 months. Pachas Mechan, listen, that mut is permitted. So although he's been there already 6 months, he's not considered yet a resident. But let's say Nodim Yoshvi here, not Bnei here, from someone who dwells in the city, if a person is there at least 30 days, then also Hazman, then you'll have benefit from him because he's considered at least a dweller after 30 days. But Pachas learned less than that, then Mutte, he could have benefit from him. Halach Yudches. If someone says he's taking a vow, prohibiting himself to have from that water that draws from that spring. So, then he's forbidden in all rivers that nurture from that spring, even those that are higher than the spring. And Vein Tzorch Lem HaNemshach is wrong to say that if it's a river that flows from that spring, which is lower down than that, which that obviously is coming from that then it's going to be forbidden to have from that water. Now, and the Achidish is, Ava Bishon Neshtan Neshmam, although the name changes, Vein Karnosim, they don't call it based on that spring. El Nahar Ployin, Yubay Ployin, they call it that river, that spring. And Vein Malav Noisim Hashem HaMa'ayin HaNadr, and they don't give a different name for that spring that he's taken a vow, meaning it does not have the same name, even a secondary name it doesn't have, for that primary spring that he had said he's not going to have benefit from it, but since ultimately it is the source of that river, even though it has a totally different name, also b'kol, he's forbidden all those rivers. Now, but let's say he took a vow specifically from that river or from that spring, and not whatever comes from that, then again, which is the theme that the Rambam is talking about in this parak, then he's only forbidden in all those rivers that have that name. It could be the same river, but if it changes name, well, that's not what he took a vow on, and therefore that would be permitted. Halacha test, Rambam continues regarding what happens if someone takes a vow from a certain group of people. Someone takes a vow permitting himself from the seafarers, from those that go on the sea. So mutar b'Yisrael hayabasha. So he's permitted to benefit from those who live on dry land. Let's say b'Yisrael hayabasha. Let's say he took a vow, permitting himself from those who live on dry land. Also b'Yadayim, he's forbidden even from those who go on the seas, because al pishem afarshim emtsa yamagol. Although they go out and they out on the deep seas for long periods of time, but shayyadayim b'chol Yisrael hayabasha. Those who go on the seas, they're definitely part of people that live on dry land too, and therefore they're included in that neder. Let's say nodem meroi cham. Let's say he took a vow, permitting himself from those who see the sun. He's still also assuming he's forbidden in a blind person, although he cannot see the sun. Because that wasn't his intention. It was really whoever the sun sees it. Because he didn't say from min harayim, from those who could see. So, therefore, the only thing that's being excluded are fish or a fetus, which the sun doesn't shine on them. But a blind person would be included in that. So, to let's say another mishchay roish, let's say he takes a vow prohibiting himself from all dark-haired people. So, also bekerchim, although he doesn't have any hair, let alone dark hair, he's forbidden in a bald person, because he didn't say bali seir, people have hair. He meant those type of people. And so do bali seirs, even old people, although they have white hair, are considered, they're called in the category of dark-haired people. And but he's permitted in women to have benefit from, and from minors, because the dark-haired people refer to men, because men, sometimes you see their hair, sometimes not. So there's no way of calling them covered hairs, or uncovered hairs. So you just call them dark-haired, because most men have dark hair. But women that are not allowed to uncover their head, they're always called mechusei rosh. So if you meant women, you would have said those who cover their head. Little children, their head is always uncovered, you would have called them megulei rosh. The fact that you use the terminology dark-haired, you meant men, whether they're bald or even if they have white hair. Now, but vim darkim likur shcheir rosh lakol, but let's say the terminology dark-haired refers to all types of people, well then also b'kol, it would be forbidden to everyone, men, women, and children. Halacha chav. Not the mishayif say Shabbos. Let's say someone took a vow prohibiting himself from having benefit from those who keep Shabbos. Well, also be Yisrael, but Kutim is forbidden in Yisrael. And the Kutim, which the Kuthins were a group that were brought by the Assyrian king when they conquered the 10 tribes and chased them out and brought in these people from Kusi, that they also converted, questionable regarding their conversion, but they kept Shabbos, so he would be forbidden to have benefit from them too. Let's say not the Mo'ili Yerushalayim. Let's say he took a vow forbidding from those who make the pilgrimages to Yerushalayim 3 times a year in the Yom Tovim. They are also be so mutar b'kutim. They would only be forbidden in Jews who are oily regal, and he'd be permitted to have benefit from kutim. And the reason is shalayim neskam and zeh, because his intention was only el lamisha mitzvah la v'laz Yerushalayim. Someone who has a mitzvah, a commandment to go up to Yerushalayim. In contrast to kutim, the Markabas Mishnah explains, they don't have a mitzvah of a legal regal because they don't have a portion of Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha is that whoever does not have a karka does not have a chiva lila regal, and therefore they weren't included in that neder. Now, someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from the Noahide children, mutu b'Yisrael is permitted in the Jewish people, because although everyone comes from Noach after the Mabel, but she'enikram b'nei Noach, again, the terminology b'nei Noach is elishar umis, refers to the other people, the Jewish people, not called b'nei Noach. Halacha vav, let's say no de mezer Avram, let's say he took a vow prohibiting himself from the descendants of Avram Avinu. So mutab ibn Yishmael is permitted in the sons of Yishmael who come from Avram, or ibn Esav who comes from Yitzchak, which comes from Avram. And ibn Asa will be so when he says the descendants of Avram, of Abraham, it means only the Jewish people that have forbidden. Hashem, like it says in the Pasuk, and Bereishis, ki vi Yitzchak ki kar l'cha zara, Hashem says that because through Yitzchak you will have descendants. So we see that the zera of Avram is called Yitzchak, not Yishmael. And by Yitzchak come Yaakov, and Yitzchak said to Yaakov, vi yidlucha is birkas Avram, that you're going to get the blessing of Avram, which went to Yitzchak and then went to Yaakov, and therefore the Zer of Ram only includes Bnei Yisrael. Halacha base. Not even our Reilim. Someone took a vow permitting himself to have benefit from those who are uncircumcised. So, and like we see in all these cases, the element of Chiddush and all these things. Also b'may legayim, it's actually forbidden to have benefit from Gentiles that are circumcised, although he said a Reilim. Umutar b'arav Yisrael is actually permitted to have benefit from an uncircumcised Jew. So do the opposite. Not them in the mudum. Let's say he took a vow permitting himself from those who are circumcised. Also, b'arli Yisrael, he's forbidden to benefit from an uncircumcised Jew. Umutah b'mele akam, he's permitted to benefit from a circumcised Gentile. Why? She'ena arla kruya el l'shem goyim. Because the terminology, the title of arla, is only for the Gentiles. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, kichala goyim areilim, because all the Gentiles are areilim, are uncircumcised. And ve'ein kamanase shalzeh el l'misha mitzuvah l'milah. When he says circumcised, he meant for that who is commanded a milah. Who is not commanded, and therefore a Gentile who was mal is not included in his neder, prohibiting himself from someone that was circumcised. Halach of Gimel. Someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from a Jewish person. Also, a game that includes converts that are considered from the Jewish people. But let's say he takes a vow prohibiting himself in a game from converts. Well, then mutar b'Yisrael, he'd be permitted in the Jew because they're not included in Geir. Hanoid b'Yisrael. Someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from a Yisrael. It's not only from what we call Kohen Levi Yisrael. Also, by Kohen Levim, that includes all the Jewish people, including Kohen Levim. But let's say in the Kohen Levim, let's say it takes a vow permission from Kohen Levim, well, then Mutabisal will be permitted in a non Kohen Levi, which we call Yisrael. And then the Kohen, someone takes a vow permission from Kohen, Mutabim is permitted in Levim. Malavim, Mutabakan, those are two different entities. Hanoi de Mibad, if someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from his sons, well, Mutabim Nevad, if he's permitted in his sons, his grandchildren. And regarding all these halachas and those which are similar to them, the halacha of taking a vow and taking an oath are all the same in all these categories that we described.